This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump announced his long-awaited proposal on immigration Thursday, but as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the president's plan might be dead on arrival when it gets to Capitol Hill.
The president says the current policy too heavily favors giving green cards to those with relatives already in the U.S., effectively discriminating against what he calls genius and brilliance, those with high-level skills and degrees who aren't allowed to remain here.
We're not able to give preference to a doctor, a researcher.
He says the new policy would give more than half of green cards to what he calls top talent. Immigration overhauls failed for decades, and prospects in this Congress don't look good either. Democrats are ripping the plan, which does not include protections for the Dreamers, and Republicans have not yet embraced it. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, officials in South Florida say they are frantically preparing for an influx of migrants the federal government plans to relocate from states along the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.S. Border Patrol and other agencies plan to send more than 100 migrants a week to Palm Beach and Broward counties. No shelters have been designated and no federal funding has been allocated to care for those migrants. Mac Bernard is the mayor of Palm Beach County.
If so many people are coming to Palm Beach County, we may have to declare a national emergency for Palm Beach County because it will spread us thin.
The influx comes from a growing number of Cubans joining people from Central America and elsewhere who are trying to get into the United States. The increased migration has created a backlog of people waiting on the Mexican side of the border for months for a chance to apply for asylum. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.